This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's your gut tell you? That's what I want to know. I'm going to do a little gut check today on what's on your mind. Are you up for that? Half a dozen times a day now I get asked that question. What's your gut tell you? Well, our gut tells us a lot, but I believe in your gut better than my gut. Quite honestly, when folks ask me that question, I formulate it based on this program and the conversations that I've had right here. Because you, the audience of this program, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota, how do I say this? You're real, right? You have no agenda. You have no axe to grind. You have, you know, everybody has an agenda and axe to grind from time to time. But collectively, I'm saying, most folks just say, we're having a conversation. I'm going to tell you how I feel. And that allows me to have a well-informed gut. So, we'll have a little gut talk today. Could that be like a special feature in the program, Todd, the radio guy, Mitchell? Gut check edition of What's on Your Mind, maybe? What do you think?
Gut talk? Yeah. I'm not sure what I want to hear what my gut has to say, but
I have two questions that I want to gauge the gut of our audience here today on the program. So stay tuned for that. Gauge the gut. Yeah, we're going to do that today on the program. Today is a Thursday. We are in Tioga tomorrow. I want you to know that, helping them celebrate their third anniversary. A lot of fun planned. I'll tell you about some of that today, so you're even more excited to join us tomorrow. There should be a grand time. Looking forward to it. Pinnacle Travel Plans on Highway 40 in Tioga to celebrate their third anniversary. Should be a great time. The program is called What's on Your Mind. It is our honor to have you listening to this program and joining the discussion, and you honor us most when you pick up the phone and just tell us what you think. You call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Thursdays were brought to you by our friends at the Northwest Landowners Association. If you haven't joined yet, you're missing out, really, on one of the best investments in North Dakota. If you're a landowner and you want a voice, you want a seat at the table, you can do it for pennies. For all the work that goes in on your behalf. The Northwest Landowners give you access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You get assistance and education on rules that affect your property rights. They have a top-notch representative at the legislative session and the meetings and the committee hearings that are happening representing the association. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding all of the relevant natural resources news and meetings that are happening in North Dakota. This is just boom, 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 boom. The cost is small. The benefit is large. Find out more at nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com. Telephone number, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Next hour, we will have the first that I know of this race. I believe it's the first and only. Sit down with both lieutenant governor candidates. We have a race for the Republican primary for governor in North Dakota that includes three candidates, and they each have lieutenant governor running mates. And you hear their names every now and then. You see their names on signs, but they don't get as much attention as the top of the ticket. That happens, sort of like a president and a vice president. But it's an important spot for a couple of reasons. One, they have a role within an administration. You want to know what they're going to do. You also have the what-if factor of, you know, if they are elected and something happens to the governor, they fill that role. And so that's very important. And I think also, look, we're North Dakotans. We like to know our neighbors. We like to know who we're voting for. We like to know these people. So my goal today, when we have Senator Nicole Pooman and Mayor Brent Sanford in for a sit-down and a debate next hour for the full hour, number one, I want you to ask your questions, anything you have for them on any of the issues. Maybe it's something on in the case of Brent Sanford that concerns you about Doug Burgum. maybe in the case of Nicole Pullman, it's something about the, you know, the concerns you have about Wayne Stench, whatever. Just ask anything. I really encourage your calls for them. You've been great about calling in all of our talk radio town halls, and today would be a good day to do that. And, you know, they're both, you know, Senator Nicole Pullman is a mom. She's a teacher. You know, Mayor Brent Sanford is a dad. He is a business owner in Watford City. In addition, obviously, being candidates for statewide office here. So nice to get to know them as well. And we'll do a little of that today on the program. So that's next hour. This hour, it's Gut Check. What did I call it, Todd? We came up with a name that was pretty good. Gauge Your Gut? Yeah, I think that was it. Yeah. You keep track of these goofy names I come up with because I'll forget them as soon as I say them. So you're in charge of that. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. That's why they call you Todd, the Radio God. That's why you get the big bucks. Come on. Remember the names. What was it again? Yeah, I think it was Gauge the Gut. That's it. Exactly. Okay, so here's the deal. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Your email questions or comments, always welcome as well. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Last night, there was a debate among the top of the ticket for the governor's race. And that was the second-to-last debate of this race. We'll have the last one a week from tomorrow, when Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengel will face off right here on the program and talk radio town hall. I'll give you a chance, by the way, to ask questions of them anytime. We have our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline 24-7 raring to go. And that is simply 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. All right? Remember that. That's a week from tomorrow, so plenty of time to give you a notice there on that. But last night I asked each of the candidates, is Todd unavoidably detained right now, Manny? Do we know? Because he has the cuts I wanted to play here. Did we? Okay. So I'll just paraphrase a little bit about what the candidates said, and then I'll play it a little later. But I asked them, all right, how you feeling about the race? I'm asking the candidates now, what's their gut? Okay, this again is Wayne Stengel and Doug Burgum. Wayne Stengel said, you know, I always ask myself, ahead of these debates, would I change places, ahead of these elections, rather, any election I've ever been in, would I change places with my opponent? And he seemed quite confident and forceful in saying there's not a chance I'd switch places with Doug Burgum right now. Okay, that was his answer. I asked Doug Burgum, you know, what's your gut tell you? He said, you know, we've been a lot of places, da-da-da-da-da. He also talked about the Trump factor. And having been at the Donald Trump event and working the crowd, in other words, being out amongst the folks before and after the event, how many people came up to him and said, you know what, good luck, how can I get a picture with you? You're talking about the race, excited. Let me then wonder, you know, do you think there's a Trump factor in North Dakota? Do we in North Dakota have a Trump factor? Now, I would argue that North Dakota is in a far better place than anything on the federal level. But that doesn't mean the concern and angst that we have and we see on the federal level wouldn't transfer over to people here. And the conventional rules that no longer apply on presidential races and candidates could transfer to North Dakota as well to say, you know what, that guy's never been run for anything before. I'm going to give him a try. I know Wayne. I like Wayne. He's been there a long time, been a good attorney general. You know, most elections be his race. Well, I'm going to go, you know, and I don't know the answer to this. You know, the Trump factor, does it weave itself into this? So that's a question I think worth answering. So a gut check time, two questions. I promise two questions. What does your gut tell you about this race? You know, where's it at right now? Who's going to win? If you had to guess, we're less than 2 weeks away. A week from Tuesday, this Republican primary will be decided. Tell me what your gut says. I could ask the question 20 times a day, and if I hear your answer, I'll be better equipped to answer it. Because they're talking about you, the voters. Where are you at? And I don't want, you know, party hacks or political people or anything like that. I just want, you know, folks that are out there, whether you're on the ranch, the farm, work in the oil fields today, whatever you're doing, just, you know, this is closed circuit to you. The voters of North Dakota, the people that are paying attention to this race and ultimately going to go and listening, where is this race today? What's your gut tell you? Who's winning? Wayne Stengel, Doug Burgum, who are you going to vote for? Who's going to win? Okay? That's the, that is the, question at hand. And the other one is on Trump v. Clinton. That turned into a bit of a food fight yesterday. New polls out yesterday. They're doing month-to-month polls, so you're seeing new polls whenever the new month comes around. And I saw some polling on that continues to tighten. Again, everybody said, no, that wasn't possible. It wasn't going to happen. So gut check on Trump v. Clinton as well. I don't know what you're thinking there. Okay, so gauge the gut. Is that what we're calling it, Todd? Gauge the gut. Todd's back here now, so we have a name for this.
That is catchy. You got to admit that.
Yeah. So mark that down. We got it down. Gauge the gut is the title of the program for the next hour. Take that to the top of the hour. We want to know your gut. So lay it on us. Now, here's how you tell me. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can call locally as well. 258-0550. We're going to gauge the gut in Fargo and in Regent first. Jim and Terry, you are next to go. Don't touch that dial. What's on your mind continues.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Please vote on June 14th. Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, encouraging you to cast your vote during the June primary. Not only is it a civic duty, it's an honor and a privilege. Before you vote, ask the candidates where they stand on life, marriage, and our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Remember, your vote is important. Make sure those receiving your vote share your values. And once again, the North Dakota Family Alliance encourages you to vote your values on June 14th.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Vaping enthusiast, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Before I've run six times now statewide, and the question I always ask myself on as we get close to an election, which is the best way to get an honest answer from yourself, is if you could, would you trade places right now? And the answer for that is, for me, is unequivocally, I would not trade places. I like our prospects. We've been out meeting people across the state of North Dakota. We feel very good about our prospects.
Wayne Stensham after last night's debate. 800-228-0550. You can text, by the way, too. Your answers, Todd takes those at 701-226-8503. Texter says, I'm voting for Doug, but feel like Wayne will win. North Dakota likes to be comfortable, even if comfortable isn't best. Better safe than sorry. Interesting analysis like that. All right, Jim in Fargo, you're first to go. What's your gut tell you, Jim?
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is the state has been very well run. We set up a rainy day fund. The state's in pretty good shape. To me, what I think is it's a spoiled little rich kid that wants something that he wants to get, and he thinks he can buy it. And, you know, he's probably pretty close to doing that with false narratives, false advertising. It quite frankly, it disgusts me. Because, I mean, the deficit saying, all these things there, I mean, they're blatantly untrue. I mean, there is no deficit. All that stuff there is just blatantly untrue. And he taking advantage of a wave around the country of against incumbency, and rightfully so at the Washington level, I think, but certainly not at the state level. And you know, it's a spoiled little rich kid that wants to buy something he couldn't have.
So, do you think his wealth hurts him? Well, he hung up. You know, I'm curious. Wealthy candidates, I think, don't play well some places. I wonder if North Dakota sees that as a good thing or bad thing and how he's told his story. Interesting take on that. Appreciate it. Terry in Regent, how about yours? What's your gut tell you on this race?
Well, my one question for you, Scott, is has Doug ever come out and said if he's pro-choice or pro-life?
Yeah, the answer to that question, and I'm glad you asked because this is a measure of some controversy, we asked specifically, are you against abortion? Except in the cases of life of the mother, rape and abuse. And he said yes. So he and Wayne Stensham are exactly the same on that point. The reason we asked it that way was because that's how the North Dakota Family Alliance had asked it, and there was some confusion about their question. They didn't record an answer for Doug on that question that I just asked. We did, and they didn't because they didn't get the answer they were looking for on some bills. There were a number of bills. They said, okay, Governor Dalrymple was given these bills passed by the legislature. Would you have signed them? And they went down with each of the candidates. Wayne said yes on each of those and answered that question I just said the same way that Doug did. One of the questions was on the heartbeat bill, and there was a discussion back and forth, and they didn't ever record an answer on that. So they didn't record it that way. So we wanted to ask the question, and we did. So,
well, thanks for clearing that up. I guess
bet,
I was really turned off early on about Doug Burgum, all the negative ads. I just got to the point where I would turn the TV off because I was just tired of hearing it. Either way, it doesn't really matter to me. I'm going to probably vote to send him just because the negative ads just turned me off.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a theme you hear. Early on, you heard some criticism from Ed Schaefer. He was on the program talking about something else, and I asked him, give me your assessment of the governor's race, and he was critical of both campaigns, but probably more critical of Doug's campaign in that he didn't like the negative ads. And I think that was the negative ads directed at the legislature and the budget, and specifically, another caller mentioned this too, the deficit that was mentioned. Of course, we don't have a deficit. We can't have a deficit. That's since been changed to a budget shortfall. I don't know that people necessarily make a big difference. But I'm curious if the ads impact you. In your case, it has because you're calling them negative. I've seen a change in the ads. I don't see them. I think even that's one of the reasons Ed Schaefer, when we asked him a week ago Friday, where he was at on this particular race, and he said that he was leaning towards voting for Doug and was doing so because he thought he was better equipped to handle the financial matters of the state, and I don't think he'd be there if he still thought the ads were negative, but you're not alone, Terry, in raising that issue. Appreciate the call. David in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What is your gut telling you about either this race or the presidential race?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Todd. I think probably that I'm extremely nervous with the Donald getting involved in this whole deal because from the start, everybody predicted he would never even get this far. And now his sights are set on Hillary, now that pretty much everybody's out of the way, including Bernie. And I'm actually a little nervous about all this. I really don't think he's going to be the financial wizard that everybody thinks he's going to be. He's got chinks in his armor already, and I'm not talking about all the obvious stuff, but what I am talking about is that everybody's under this impression that he's this financial wizard and he's going to turn America around. And then I've heard several political analysts say that, great presidents have great people around them. So I'm a little nervous about all this. And I don't think it's going to bode well for us at all.
Let me ask you this. What would make you more nervous? Donald Trump winning or Hillary Clinton winning?
I hate to say this. I really do. But, this is the one presidential candidate since I turned 18. And I thought I was very proud of myself at the time when I voted for Ronald Reagan. But this is the first time where I'm actually contemplating sitting this one out. I know that's a terrible thing to say, but neither one of the candidates inspire anything in me. Brock, obviously, he inspired me. George inspired me. Even Ronald Reagan back in the day when I didn't know what I was even talking about, which makes me twice as dangerous as far as being a lawyer is concerned, I just cast my ballot. But the point here is that I'm not inspired in any way, shape, or form by either one of them, to be honest with you.
So, I'll ask you my same question again because you said he makes you nervous. You wake up on election day and it's, going to be Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, barring some scenario nobody can envision at this point. Which one of the two as president make you more nervous? I understand you're sitting it out because you're not inspired by them, but to me, the America we know, the America we love, has a better shot coming off the mat under Donald Trump by a long shot than it ever would under Hillary Clinton, who's going to double down, just based on her own words, on everything Barack Obama's done.
Right. And given that particular scenario, I would probably end up voting for Donald Trump. Yep. If you put it to me, when you want a sound, calm voice in the back of my head, like Scott Henn says, hey, Andrew, or, here's the deal. George, Frank, Bob, whatever. You need to do this because when I hear that calm voice of reason in the back of my brain, it makes sense to me to vote for Donald. But I got to be honest with you, Scott. He hasn't made any promises like Barack or Hillary. Day one changes that happen, I get sick of hearing that. But you know what? He's talking about all this grand stuff, and I don't see it happening in 4 years. I don't see it happening in 8 years. Here's what I hear, and I know you got on time crunch. Real quick, here's what I hear. Well, I planned on doing this 4 years ago. I need another 4 years. That's promises Donald's going to have for you. And I also don't agree with the gorilla thing. I think it's ridiculous that people are worried about that.
Yeah, that gorilla thing is amazing. I think actually that the silliness of the debate over the gorilla is one of the reasons Donald Trump is where he is in this race, why the rules have all changed. People are just fed up with that kind of silliness when we're facing $19 trillion in debt. Appreciate the call. More after this.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4-for-4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, only $1.79. King-size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Say I feel like Donald Trump, but I mean I feel like that there is, you know, a feeling in our country where people have been very frustrated with the government institutions. And as you saw, you were with Trump, you know, on Wednesday. You saw the enthusiasm in that room, and some of that same enthusiasm when I was walking through that room, people that were, you know, wanting to get a picture, you know, wanted to, you know, shake hands, want to talk about stuff. That energy is alive and well in North Dakota, that people are frustrated with the status quo government we have right now. And so that energy is flowing, showing up in our volunteers, people that are willing to put up signs. The momentum that we have is terrific, and I think it's part of a national change that people see the value of having a business leader in office, just like they did with Ed Schaefer and John Hoeven. And hopefully we'll end up with a business leader in the Oval Office as well.
Both candidates asked their gut feeling on where this race is at. We're asking you yours on what's on your mind. Lieutenant Governor's debate next hour with Mayor Brent Sanford and Senator Nicole Pooman. We'll take your questions and comments on the program today as we count down to primary day, which is a week from Tuesday. We're going to be there soon. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 800-228-0550 on the program, brought to you today in part by our friends at the Northwest Landowners Association. Find out more about them at nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com. The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners have a seat at the table with the Northwest Landowners Association in the seats of power. And they're not out to stop progress on utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources either. They simply want to protect the land. And if you're a member of the Northwest Landowners, you have access to great information tell you what you need to know. Seat at the table as well. So if you're a landowner in North Dakota, this is for you, nwlandowners.com. All right, back to the phones, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or text me. Text me your gut. Gauge the gut. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're doing today on the program. What do you think is going to happen in this governor's race or the president's race? Whichever one suits your fancy. Jesse and Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go.
Well, I'll tell you what, the gauge the gut is kind of a scary thing in today's day and age. But on that note, I'm kind of one of those people that I never liked Donald Trump. You know, I never watched his show. I kind of despise the man. But here's the thing. When it comes down to, like, I respect all of us North Dakotans. I say, you know, we're smart people. We pay attention. You know, even though I don't personally like the guy, he's a businessman. You know, he's honest as far as I can tell. And here's the thing. He's a natural born leader. He wouldn't be a billionaire if he wasn't. And I look up to leaders. Leaders is what I absolutely look for. And if Donald Trump can do 10% of what he says, this country will be 100% better. Thank you.
Did your gut tell you he wins, Jesse?
You know, it doesn't. Not at all. And it scares me.
So you like them.
We got another 4 to 8 years of what we got.
I don't know. I just think of the energy he's brought. Look at the crowds he draws, right? Look at the things that he can do that any other candidate would not get by with. And
I went
still
to the Trump rally myself, and when I walked out of that Trump rally, I felt proud to be an American. That's how he made me feel. And I pray he gets in.
I don't think you feel that way when you leave a Hillary rally.
No way.
You know, I don't. I mean, I think you want earplugs.
I agree with you.
She's shrieking. You know, I don't know. And maybe we're just too close to it. I don't know. Jesse, appreciate the call. Thank you. Others welcome here. Let's see. An off-air call, some texts, and others welcome at 800-228-0550. Here's some texts. I think everyone has forgotten that I think it needs to be brought up, and people remember again what he does. What the heck does that mean? Todd, can you translate that for me, or maybe you could reply, translation, please.
I think
everyone has forgotten that I think it needs to be brought up, and people remember again what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Was there more to that text or something?
I can only give you what I get, you know.
Well, very interesting. All right.
I'm guessing, no kidding. I'm guessing that texter will probably respond further.
Let's hope so. Yes. Okay. All right. We need more information.
Let's not forget, though.
Give a little context to our audience.
Never forget.
Right. A texter, by the way, 701-226-8503 to send your comments by text. And all you need to do is, my gut says Burgum wins. My gut says Stengem wins. My gut says Hillary wins. My gut says, you know, even one word, Hillary. We know.
Fascinating that someone would say that they went to the Trump rally and they felt the vibe, but don't think he'll win. That's a surprising one to me.
Here's one of those. I'm scared to death of both presidential candidates and won't feel comfortable voting for either. As far as governor, I'd like to see Doug Burgum win, but in my gut, I think Wayne will. So I think people can, you can do that. You can say, I want to go here, but I don't know. My gut tells me it's going to be something different. Here's another texter. I changed my vote to Stengem. Why, you may ask? Oh, well, that's very kind of you to ponder and suggest questions that I might ask based on that statement. Thank you. Doug has been lying about and attacking his opponent negatively. Doug even lied on his TV ad about branding in Western North Dakota. Linton is east of the river, last I checked. All right. I didn't see a TV ad about branding. I saw some stuff on Facebook. I didn't necessarily think it was in Linton. I know that the ranch that has been referred to, where Doug Burgum spent some time, is in Slope County. Last I checked, that's in Western North Dakota, so I don't know if the branding was there. I don't know, but some people have. I saw Rob Porter of the Sanding blog, who is a little snooty towards the Burgum campaign, made some reference to, you know, why you're wearing a cowboy hat or, you know, whatever, sort of mocking Doug Burgum. And the Burgum campaign said he had a ranch out there for decades and out there all the time. So I don't know. That's the kind of petty stuff. I think we're better off sticking to the things where substantively we disagree, you know, and issues related to that. For, you know, folks that are fans of Wayne Stengem, they might say, you know, Doug Burgum, how is he going to work with the legislature? You know, he's not been in the legislature like Wayne has. He doesn't know how the state budget. Well, you know, that's the argument you'd use, right? If you're a Doug Burgum fan about Wayne Stengem, you'd say, hey, we need a big thinker, big leader. We need a CEO of the state, someone that can run an enterprise, who's run an enterprise the state of the, like the size of the state of North Dakota. Yeah, that's to me where the race goes. Whether somebody wears a cowboy hat and it's real, do they own a ranch, do they not? Now we're, you know, I don't know, wasting energy in my mind. Let's see here. Ask both candidates running for governor if the legislature passed a pro-life bill making it a felony for the doctor when performing an abortion like Oklahoma did, would they sign it? All right, we'll file that one away. We are going to be doing some questions on the life issues, family issues, in our final Talk Radio Town Hall debate a week from Friday. Emailer says, Scott, I was wondering about the debate last night, which I attended as well. I was there. Too. Have you ever in your political life seen security like they had last night, other than a presidential visit? How much did the chamber spend on that? It felt like a bit of overkill for only 100 people being invited. I think there were 200 people invited, 100 from the chamber and guests and sponsors and stuff like that. And then each of the campaigns had 50 each. I asked Craig Whitney that from the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber, because some of us in the media had seats in the chamber section. And then the other tickets were divided up among the others. I did see security. I didn't, I guess, pay attention to the number of security. And I, you know, live television, you probably want to have security there just in case somebody, you know, tries to work their way into the shot, I guess, or something. I don't know, but maybe that was a little overkill. I don't know. Sam in West Fargo on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let's get back to the calls. We're doing a little gut gauge today. Gauging your gut, Sam. Where are you at on the races?
Well, on the Trump situation, I just want to say he's, you know, he's not an expert at anything, just like there really aren't any candidates that are experts, you know, on everything. So, but one thing he does have is leadership, and that's what we've been lacking for so long, is strong leadership. You know, he gets things done, and that's the biggest thing I see. You know, that's my biggest attraction towards him. But when it comes to Doug, I'm glad you clarified his position on abortion. I was going to call in earlier and just say I think he's really hurting himself because he really hasn't taken a strong position either way. And I could just see both sides of the issue voting against him because it was unclear. And I think he's got to be more clear about it and more, you know, open about it just because. I mean, I really wanted to vote for Doug, and I intend to now after hearing what you put out this morning. But because I even Googled him to see what was his stance, and the only place I went to was Rob Port's Say Anything blog, and he said he was just totally evasive about the whole issue. But so I'm glad to hear that he, you know, has a pro-life stance on it, or I don't know if it's a stance, but that's his opinion anyway.
Here's my take on both Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum on that issue. They're about dead even. I will say this, Wayne Stengem being, you know, more savvy politically was able to be quite clear about that early on. Doug Burgum, not having been in the political world before, was much more evasive and uncomfortable, and I think maybe even got some bad political advice, honestly. In not wanting to answer the questions, which left a lot of people with the impression you did. He's not answering the question. That was wrong. That was a mistake of the
really
Burgum campaign. I think that to their credit, I think Sam, they've recognized that and have been a little more clear on that issue since. So I think that's
and I'm like,
you know, that's
the many
important
voters
thing.
And the Trump voters, you know, basically that are just so sick and tired of the political machine and how the good old boy club. I mean, it is so obvious and it's so sickening. And, you know, you get so frustrated when things don't get done and they play those little party games. And, you know, I don't know.
I will say this. First of all, I mean, the good old boy problem that Trump is taking on is a bigger problem on the national level than it is on the statewide level. And you know, Doug Burgum has made a point of going after the good old boy network as well. And one of the questions that I'm going to spend some time on the final debate is, who exactly are you talking about? Because, you know, there are good people in government. There's no question about it. I get a snoot full of some operatives behind the scenes and some things that they do. But, you know, by and large, Vern Wagner passed away, longtime Bismarck legislator the other day. Now, would he have been part of the good old boy network? Probably, I guess, technically. But on the other hand, he was a good public servant, did a lot of good, everything else. So I think, you know, and I think anytime we're critical of Bismarck, we got to be careful. Because, you know, there's a lot of good folks in Bismarck. Now, on the other hand, when you start talking about, within Bismarck is kind of a core political core, that's where I think Doug Burgum is directing his criticism, but doesn't necessarily always get out that way. And he's made a point of saying legislators are citizen legislators. They aren't the career politicians he's talking about, but I think that does need to be more clear. You raised some good points, Sam. I don't know if you have more to say, but if you do, hang on. We'll do it on the other side of the break. Then Janice and Harvey, hang tight.
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right. A legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for more than 100 years, with 25 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. As a full-service financial institution, we're your one-stop shop for all your banking needs, providing all the tools you need to live first. Our newest location is now open in Bismarck. Stop in or visit us online at firstintlbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. That's right. How do they do that? Connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And giving you great deals at the pump. And allowing you a chance to sign up for $50,000 in PetroServe USA gift cards. Come on in. Got to register new every week at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Next hour, I'm going to tell you about the big event that the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota chapter is planning for Dickinson later this month. Get out your calendars. You're going to want to circle away. All right, back to the phones here. Gauging the gut on what's on your mind, on the governor's race, on the presidential race. Emailer says, you haven't, what is this? I got so many texts here. We got to get through all these. My gosh. You guys don't talk about the Democrat running for governor. Is there one running? Ha ha. I think Doug loses by a landslide, says the gut. There is a Democrat running, but that's a race in November. Myron Nelson, the Democratic-endorsed candidate. There are three Republican candidates as well. Paul Sforum is in that mix. Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengel. But obviously the focus, because the polling tell us the two front runners here are Wayne Stengel and Doug Burgum. So we focus on that till June 14th and all the other races that are happening in your community, school board, park board, as well as city commission, city council races. And then turn our focus to November. Janice and Harvey on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Janice. Janice, we need you to turn your radio down so you're listening in the phone, not on the radio. Otherwise, we're going to have a heck of a time communicating here.
Getting a history lesson then when that happens.
Oh, concerning Sir Donald Trump.
Yeah, go ahead with Trump.
The heck with his personality. It's what he does that counts. He's interesting. Different. And people use common language every day like he does. I'm sure the president should, you know, polish up his language, but he's down to earth and he talks to people the way that people should hear things.
Is he going to win, Janice? What's your gut tell you?
I don't know. I hope so.
All right. How about the governor's race? You got a guess there?
No, I don't.
All right, Janice, appreciate that. And to the other caller, we are talking about the primary. We're talking about what happens on June 14th, just to get you there. Right. Pick City, North Dakota. I'd love to be there today, by golly. Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, I guess we need a reality check. Donald Trump and the scheme he bilked people out of $35,000 to go to Donald Trump University. When you listen to Fox News and KFYR, you live in a fantasy world where you don't get real facts. People who read something else, like there's excellent articles in the New York Times, but of course that's all lies because...
Well, I'm a big fan of the New York Times. I don't know about you, Todd. I got to pick between KFAR and New York Times. I'm New York Times all day long. Yeah.
How far have their subscriptions fallen? Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, Mike. I appreciate the call. His gut tells him somebody other than Donald Trump's going to win. He is with President Barack Obama, who so we'll listen to what he had to say about Donald Trump here.
To campaign.
Here it is. This little clip I think is very interesting.
If we turn against each other.
Can't do that.
Based on divisions of race or religion. If we fall for, you know, a bunch of okie doke.
Don't fall for that, Todd.
Because it
the okie doke,
Manny.
Yeah, we know a lot of okie doke in North Dakota, though.
Sounds.
What happened there exactly? What was that that okie doke thing?
I bet that was not in the teleprompter.
I think the teleprompter must have broke down. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that word term wasn't there.
That comment. We're going to turn against each other in race and religion. Can you think of anybody with a bigger microphone that has done more to get people to turn against each other on race and religion than that guy? On race, you know, hey, Trayvon Martin, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin. Right? Remember that whole thing? And you know, the beer summit, taking the professor's side rather than the cop side, and that over and over and over again. It's the MO of his administration. Another one I'll give you on religion. Look what they did to say, hey, with Obamacare, you will give your employees these things whether you believe in it or not, or else. Is that getting people to turn against each other in religion? Just listen to your own words. All right, here, let me get some of these rapid-fire texts in here. On our gut check, Wayne wins a close one. Trump wins big. I'm voting for Trump and Burgum. I doubt either will win. I feel like Hillary will win. Too many lazy Americans want to live off our hard-earned tax money. We need Donald to change that. Trump put thousands of people to work. Has Hillary or Bernie done that, says another? Are you aware of the multi-million-dollar canal that is being constructed in Sargent and Dickey County? It is taxpayer-funded to drain natural wetlands to the benefit of only a couple of so-called family farms. Huh. Another text, my gut says Trump will win and Doug will win. Another texter says Hillary will likely win the White House, especially if she decides to pick Bernie as her running mate. That would be smart, by the way. Trump's negatives are too high, says Adam. I believe Donald Trump is God's man for America and will win the election. Wouldn't that be something? We need to stop letting fear stop us from letting non-politicians take charge. Look what the same old way has gotten us so far. And people, you better realize nothing is for free. Democrats keep promising free stuff. Wake up. We all pay for free. All right. My gut tells me if Hillary wins, we are in big trouble. Yeah. There you go. Okay, our Lieutenant Governor Talk Radio Town Hall debate is next, and your questions are welcome on What's On Your Mind. So stay tuned.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Please vote on June 14th. Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, encouraging you to cast your vote during the June primary. Not only is it a civic duty, it's an honor and a privilege. Before you vote, ask the candidates where they stand on life, marriage, and our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Remember, your vote is important. Make sure those receiving your vote share your values. And once again, the North Dakota Family Alliance encourages you to vote your values on June 14th.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.